Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. You're going to be glad you did, because you're going to love this story we're about to tell you. David Millman is with us. David's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's CEO of RescueCom. And I incorrectly said his name earlier, the name of the company earlier, folks. I said Rescue.com, but it's RescueCom. And their website is rescuecom.com. It's a great American success story. David is the founder of that company, chief executive officer, and he's here right now to tell us a little bit about it. David, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's good to have you here. RescueCom is the result of a number of years of operating a business. That was a regular business, a traditional business, and then you spun it off into a franchising business, didn't you?
It was. I started doing computer service and repair and business installations of information technology systems back in 1985, when there was no such thing as Windows. In fact, one of the things I did was go to a show in Las Vegas where they introduced Windows, and I saw Bill Gates at 30 running around like a crazy man trying to introduce Windows. So that was certainly interesting. And over the years, I found that running a business and trying to expand nationally is almost impossible to do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So franchising seemed to be the only way to grow and expand the business. And that's what happened in 1997, was the birth of RescueCom as the franchising company to deliver fast and flawless computer repair and support 24/7, coast to coast and border to border.
Let's talk about this just for a second. This is a great story, and the reason I'm glad Dave was telling us about it is because many of you have either are in the middle of something like this, or when you build your business model, or your business plan, as you contemplate, where will I be 5 years, 10 years from now? How can I get to where I want to go? What if what I'm doing takes off, and I really want to scale this thing? How should I do this? Well, David's story is a perfect one for you. And David, when you realized that that's what was going on, that your business was catching on, that you wanted to scale it, did you consider going public? Did you consider going through the process of, you know, of getting the loans, the venture capital approach and all that, and then ultimately going public?
Well, Jim, what's interesting about that story is that early on in my career, I read books from, you know, Steve Jobs and all of the great business titans. And the problem, of course, that Steve Jobs had is that he was thrown out of Apple.
Exactly. They fired him.
He gave up too much of his business to venture capital. So I was very afraid that if I were to get venture capital people involved, that at some point I would miss a quarter and they would go ahead and end up ousting me. So
taking venture capital money is kind of like playing with a deadly snake, isn't it?
It's almost playing with the devil. I don't know about a deadly snake.
Well, I'm just thinking, they give you the opportunity to grow and to scale your company, but at the same time, if you handle them improperly, you know, they're going to bite you like
unless
they did Steve
you're
Jobs.
Perfect. Unless you're perfect in your execution,
right?
You're going to have a real challenge making sure that you retain control of your company. So, you know, you're talking to somebody that still is the founder and still 100% stockholder of RescueCom, and I've been able to do that by growing the business through franchising.
Well, see, that's the other thing, folks. So the one path is get the bank loan, and then get the venture capitalists to take out the banks, and then get the stock market to take out the venture capitalists. But that's a very fine line that you got to walk there very successfully. You have to do that. The other way, if you're going to scale this business like David's, the other way is to become a franchisor, which unfortunately, though, David, every business model isn't franchisable.
That's very true, Jim. And what you end up with is a lot of people start a business, and there's a jump that's made from a person that's an entrepreneur, a great business person. Their business is successful. It's providing a great income for them, themselves and their family and the people that work there. But they find themselves, I mean, if one of the listeners finds themselves working 120 hours a week, then they want to make that jump to the next level where they're actually the CEO of their business.
Right.
Instead of the chief
everything.
Cook and bottle washer
right.
doing everything. And that's one of the challenges when I was able to make that jump from the doing everything to the actually planning and running the business.
Right. Well, exactly. Now, so let me ask you a question. How did you fund that growth? Because because going to a franchise, converting from where you are sovereign over all of your operations to where you're letting some of it go but through franchisees, that takes capital too.
It does. And it's an interesting story. When I started back in 1985, I was 19 and a sophomore at Syracuse University. I started with $100. And, you know, even in 1985, there isn't much you can do with $100.
No, that's right.
I got some business cards, some flyers, and I stood out on the quad at Syracuse University, and I handed out these things. And I remember my
and
first
you had 30,
sale.
And then you had $39 left over.
That's exactly, you're dead nuts on. You're right. You're exactly right.
Hey, David, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt.
That's funny. So the business grew, and the one good thing about starting out with $100 is that you've got no overhead.
Yeah.
And if somebody's running a business, the most important thing you want to do in the very beginning is not go crazy with the overhead, because for every dollar you spend, you need to bring in 10.
Yeah.
So you need to sell $10 to spend one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good rule of thumb ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
so that's
that.
One of the things I did early on. And I was very fortunate. I knew what I was doing. I had a lot of great people around me. And the timing was right as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So, no, your timing, you're exactly right. You hit it. You hit the timing. You, I mean, the chute was just about to open up for you, and because Windows was just about to take off. Stand by, David. We're going to take a quick break, folks. David Millman is our guest. He's the CEO and the founder of RescueCom. Their website is rescuecom.com. When we come back, we're going to get him to tell us what his company does. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. The first one's got lots of resources for you, the archives, the articles, the newsletter. Subscribe to that, please. I think you'll like that. It's free. The blog is there. We update that every weekday. Our knowledge base, askjim.biz, is available to you too, please, ladies and gentlemen. It is free as well. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Ask your business questions. Get your instant business answers right there at askjim.biz. David Millman is our guest. David is the founder and the CEO and president of RescueCom. Their website is rescuecom.com. And David, tell us about your organization. What do you guys do?
Well, RescueCom is... I'm so happy to be part of it. Of course, I created it, but I'm fortunate in that all of the great franchisees and technicians that we have as part of the company, and of course our management team here in Syracuse. What we do is RescueCom provides fast and flawless computer repair and support 24/7. And what that really means is that you can get a computer technician on site within 1 hour, 24 hours a day, and that experience.
Wow.
Will be flawless. So you will be 100% satisfied when we're done with your service.
Folks, that's what you call differentiation. What David just told you, if you're trying to come up with a way to make yourself be noticeable, you're trying to come up with some way that sets yourself apart to get to cut through the noise, all the clutter out there in the marketplace, from big guys, from little guys, from medium-sized guys, find a way to differentiate yourself for example, a brand promise, which is what you just gave us, David. That's your brand promise, isn't it?
Exactly. We have spent a lot of time on our brand, what we call our brand mantra, which is fast and flawless 24/7.
But you got to be able to back that up.
And that's the tough part, right? You have to do it. Now, fortunately, over the last 22 years, RescueCom and my predecessor company that became RescueCom have built infrastructure and systems. We've even got a patent on our business system.
Wow, good for
you.
So
when somebody calls our 1-800-RESCUE-7 number to get into our call center to get service, from the time they hang up the phone with one of our call center reps to the time the technician has all of their data is about 90 seconds.
Wow.
Anywhere in the country, border to border and coast to coast.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And those are the kinds of – and see, folks, this is the intellectual property – David, you built this intellectual property, you know, trying to improve, trying to seek excellence and do a better job without really realizing. I bet at the moment you did it, you started working on this technology, you didn't really think of it as intellectual property. It was just a tool.
Well, Jim, that's a great point, because what would happen is when I started up, you know, when you start a business, and everybody that has started a business out there knows how hard it is, because you're really creating something from nothing.
That's right.
And when you're out there doing that, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And I like to think in the computer services, the IT services, the computing realm, I like to think that I've made every possible mistake you can make.
Right.
And every time I made a mistake, I would go back to the drawing board, I'd look at the processes that I had created, and I'd write it into a system, a software system that we call System One, that then became patented and now is the foundation for our franchise. So I wrote into this over the last 22 years the way that we do business. And anybody looking to grow and expand their business has to look at their business process that then can back up their brand promise. So the brand promise and the business process go hand in hand, because it's your business processes, the rules by which everyone in your organization operates, that actually is responsible for growing and expanding your business.
But the thing
that
I
have a great brand promise, but if you can't back it up, like you said, you're in trouble.
Well, the thing that I try to remind small business owners about, David, and I think that sometimes we don't realize that some of the things we come up with are pretty cool stuff, maybe even completely unique, maybe even revolutionary. We don't, because we created it, we've seen it every day, it's just very practical and functional for us. We don't realize that we've actually created something that's pretty valuable, an incredible asset, and we don't even try to protect it like we should. You've taken the time and the expense to patent yours because you recognize that. But what if you hadn't? What if you had just said, well, that's just kind of what we do, and next thing you knew, an employee wandered off with it, or a competitor stole it or something like that because you didn't protect it?
Well, I'd like to claim to be the genie that knew everything from the very beginning, but I actually learned the hard way. Early on, I had employees walk away with my intellectual property.
Yeah. See there,
and
folks?
It cost a fortune. And so had I been this smart back when I started, it would even be bigger now.
Think of where you would have been 20 years ago if you'd heard this conversation on the radio.
You'd have
perked your ears up, wouldn't you? So, folks, you know, David's giving you this advice. He's paid for this with hard earned money, and opportunity was lost. Yeah, and so take a lesson from David Millman. David, give us that website one more time.
The website is www.rescuecom.com, and the phone number is 1-800-RESCUE-7.
And how many people you got across the country, 600?
It's 600 techs, over 200 franchises.
All right.
We cover coast to coast and border to border.
And we're going to get David back on again, folks, because I want him to talk some more about this franchising process that he went through. He's got a lot more to teach us. quick break. Right back with Congressman Steve Chabot after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.